Very talented.
He was talented. He was a remarkable showman back before there were like showmen, you know.
And, yes.
You would go see a Black Sabbath concert in the 70s, and famously he bit the head off a live bat at a concert in the 70s. He says that he thought somebody threw a rubber bat on stage. He didn't realize it was a live bat, and he bit the head off it. That's a famous, iconic rock and roll moment.
And he just kept singing?
Just kept singing, man. Listen, you're a professional. Do what you gotta do.
You gotta have some substances in you to do that. That's nasty.
Yes. There's there's some famous substance stories regarding Ozzy Osbourne. You know what's going viral on social media right now is his Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field, which we've played numerous times on this show, but a lot of people are remembering Ozzy with that. Should we fire that off, Jimmy? Do you have that back there, Jimmy? We'll look for this. This is
I don't know if Ozzy knew the words.
He did not know the words. There's no question that he did not know the words. I don't think he knew much about baseball. I think this was, you know, a Sharon Osbourne joint where she's like, yeah, we're gonna go sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field. It's a time-honored tradition. And you know, here are the words or whatever. And he's like, I don't need the words. I'm sure I'll be able to mumble my way through it, except he wasn't really able. It was really the performance everyone wanted from Ozzy Osbourne. This is it. In memory of Ozzy Osbourne passing away today at the age of 76, here is his famous rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field.
All right, Chicago. I want to hear a real crazy crowd start singing with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? One, two, three, and let's go out to the ball. Let's go out to the river. Take me in the river. Bring us in. I don't remember what I have to do. Let's get some runs. Come on, don't mess around. Let's get some runs, guys.
Don't mess around. Let's get some runs.
He wants some lemons and juice. Rest I don't like peanuts.
Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne. All right, let's get the headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
So the Marlins play tonight. They're back at it, Lone Depot Park. They'll play tonight, and then they'll play tomorrow. They've got a nooner against the Fathers of San Diego.
All right. Who's on the mound tonight?
Edward Cabrera is on the mound tonight. Back on the bump. Back on the saddle. Couple training camp notes from across the NFL.
Where?
Tyrann Mathieu has announced.
Heels in your room.
Huh?
Somebody wearing heels in your room.
A lot of noise.
The clankety clank of heels walking across the floor.
The Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, has announced his retirement from the league today after 12 NFL seasons.
He could play ball. College and NFL. That was a ball playing Jesse.
Jesse. I like that. I want to add that to my vocabulary.
Just looking at some of the player props on the Marlins game tonight. I'm itching.
What do you see?
Well, Luis Arraez is on San Diego.
Yeah.
He's minus 375 to have a hit. Fernando Tatis Jr. -275.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Stowers -200.
Do a little parlay then.
Oh, you know, you know I am. You don't have to tell me twice.
Let's go.
I'm just trying to figure out who I think is going to hit three home runs or more.
You always go too far.
What did we do yesterday? The game ended 2-1 yesterday. So just I extrapolate that out to today. There's going to be more hits and more runs.
Right? Multi-home run game from someone. The question is, who's it going to be?
How do y'all – if the game ends 2-1, the next game y'all think is going to end 8-12?
Correct.
Okay.
So Stowers to hit two or more home runs plus 5,000. Same with Augustin Ramirez, Manny Machado, Tatis.
They got a little squad over there.
They do. Are they good? San Diego good in the standings?
They have to be.
They're second in the NL West.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Who else is in the NL West?
The Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, and the Rockies.
Look at you. You only forgot the Giants. Yeah, that was Solana. Strong, man. You just put Solana in his place.
Solana, set your ass down.
Yeah, you just got sat your ass down.
He's looking at the standing, so I'm just asking him.
He's not. He's absolutely not. He absolutely did that by memory.
I did not look at it at all.
Oh, okay.
He didn't. Mm-hmm. Just because you're hunkered over your computer to try to find anything out about baseball doesn't mean Jimmy's not a fan.
Research man.
Yes, Solana.
That was impressive, Jimmy.
Thank you.
I don't even think Solana knows if the NL West is in the National League or not.
Who's in the AL West, Jimmy?
Solana, look straight at me. Look straight at straight at me. Nope, you're not looking straight at me. Stop trying to memorize all the divisions. Look straight at me. Take your phone, hold it up so I see that it, yeah, okay. Do not look straight at me.
I'm looking right at you, bro.
Okay, who's in the American League East?
The AL East, the Yankees, the Orioles, the Toronto Blue Jays, the Boston Red Sox. Oh, I'm missing a team. Man, I quit. I got 4 out of 5, though.
The Rays.
I can't believe you got the 4 out of 5. Yeah, the Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays. I actually know my division in baseball.
They have
name
divisions?
Another division. No, look straight at me. Stop looking down.
NL East? That's easy.
No. Okay, do the NL East. That's fine.
NL East, the Marlins, the Braves, the Phillies, and the Mets.
Uh-oh.
I think he's looking down. Like, see, he's looking down. I think he's memorizing the division.
Yeah.
He's only got four divisions.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything.
Yeah.
AL South.
No, I've been very AL South. I've been pretty transparent. Like, the Marlins took my soul for years, and after like 2014, I just stopped paying attention. But I'm back on. Like, I like Peter Bendix. I told you guys at the beginning of the year. For whatever reason, I like Peter Bendix, and this team has been fun this year. They have. So over the past couple weeks, I've been paying attention, but I'm not a baseball guy. I've been very transparent about that. I don't really know much about baseball. I don't.
Just checking.
Okay.
You questioned Jimmy's knowledge, though.
I didn't. I was genuinely – that was just a question to anybody. Like, who's in the NL West?
No, but then he told you, and then you questioned his knowledge, and it was obvious that he was talking off the dome.
Okay.
He big boyed you.
Jimmy today is wearing a sleeveless shirt because Solana has the last couple of days. Now today Jimmy is wearing a jersey, but he wimped out and put a shirt underneath it.
Yes, I did.
Jimmy, you got to take the shirt. Take the shirt off, Jimmy.
Come on, man.
Take the shirt off, man. Yeah. Put them guns out. Suns out, guns out.
Yeah, there we go.
Boy, that's milk white.
Why is the right arm More tone than the left, Jimmy.
Jimmy be beating up that little man.
We should start calling Jimmy Quagmire.
I'm in the mood for some 2% after seeing that color.
Giggity.
Oh, breaking Dolphins news. The Dolphins have signed a couple roster moves. Offensive lineman Daniel Brunskill. They waived Brett Gabbert, so the Brett Gabbert era is over as a quarterback. They have also placed Liam Eichenberg and tight end Darren Waller on the physically unable to perform list. And on the non-football injury list.
You see this happening right in front of your eyes. They're shadow banning Eichenberg.
No. Yeah, they're supposed to be.
It's happening right in front of our eyes. No one's going to do anything about it.
He's been physically unable to perform for his whole career. Now they're just putting him on the list.
Man.
Come on, Julian Hill. Let's get it, maybe.
This got to be some weird something maneuver. This can't be real.
Well, with Darren Waller, he retired.
Well, I mean, didn't he work out while he was retired? Like,
I would say, hopefully, they made sure he kept up with his body, but you know. But it's weird moves you can make because now you can sign other guys.
Yeah, there's got to be something to this. Yeah, you're right. There's no way. I mean, Eichenberg's in the best shape in his life from what I've heard.
Nope. Out of the womb, he wasn't ready to play.
Philip Rivers also today put out a video officially announcing that he's retiring as a Charger. Stephon Diggs, fully cleared to participate in training camp up in New England.
It's interesting.
And the other big Dolphins news from today, we talked about Tyreek. Minka Fitzpatrick, he was supposed to have his first media availability today since the trade, but it was pushed back to a later day.
All right.
Let's get a sponsor for Minka's press conferences. Because once y'all hear them, we're not going to have a chance. We need to do this early.
It's why it was.
We'll do like an NIL deal.
We have to do something before he gets up there. Because I'm telling you, Minka doesn't say a word to anybody.
Isn't it surprising, like when you look back on it, that Minka and Brian Flores like couldn't jive? They have very similar demeanors. Flo is like no nonsense, business, you know, had no time for the media. And I feel like Minka is similar in the sense that like he's just very, his demeanor is just very, I don't know, like very focused on football. You know, he doesn't have time
focus,
for that.
Serious.
Yeah.
They couldn't jive.
They couldn't jive.
That's not kind of racist to me.
He meant jibe. Jibe is the word, J-I-B-E.
Or, are you serious?
Or vibe, like they couldn't vibe, they couldn't.
I thought it was jibe.
Well, jibe is the word he's looking for there, not jive.
Jive? What it is, baby?
What's up, you jive turkey?
what they couldn't jive.
I didn't know jibe was a word. I've used
most
that wrong.
Most people don't. It's why I didn't correct you. Most people think jive is jibe, but if you look at the definition, you were looking for jibe.
Oh. I was looking for vibe. Like, they ain't vibe together.
Well, yeah,
like,
but vibe. I thought that's what jibe meant. Like, I drive with somebody. Me and Jimmy jive together, you know? Our personalities are
what up,
are
Holmes?
It's so, baby.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Solana is not Jive.
Huh. Look up Jive, J-I-B-E.
My bad.
I lost the whole point of your conversation once you said Jive.
Well, me too.
It's weird that two very serious football guys didn't get along. But I do blame that on Flores because of the fact that Minka went on to be a pro bowler and Flores is now a DC. So
somebody texted in, wow, this is insane. I was today years old when I learned it was not Jive. Yeah, that's why I didn't correct him, because I think a lot of people think it's, hey, they didn't Jive, but it's Jibe.
Yeah.
Sweating. You guys call me racist. I'm like, oh my God, what did I say?
What it is, hibbity bibbity, everything okay?
I can't imagine the black coach and the black players couldn't jive.
You want to run cover four, big man? Whatever it is, baby.
Tomorrow it's the Hockman and Crowder show again. I'm like, oh no. What did I say?
Cover zero.
But that was the whole thing. That was the whole thing with Myers Leonard, which is why I was never outraged, because I don't think many people in 2000, I don't know what year it was, 2023 maybe, even before then. Yeah. I don't think many people knew what the K word was. Like, so I was never like so outraged by Myers Leonard. Not that Jive is anywhere
no,
near that.
No, nowhere close.
What are we doing? What are yeah, we doing? Yeah. What are you guys doing here? Come on. Oof, I could have done without this segment, let me tell you.
Solana. You're Leonardo DiCaprio and Django.
Thinking back to it, you know, with Brian Flores and Minka Fitzpatrick, I expected a lot of jive.
What? Crisscross, slide to left, slide to right. Cha-cha, real smooth.
All right. Your weather.
All right, we call this play slide to the left, slide to the right.
Make a crisscross. Cha-cha again. Same play, coach. Same play, cha-cha again. Turn it out.
You guys know that water company, Liquid Death? They've been very popular the last couple years. Yeah. So they're releasing Liquid Death. They've collabed. A little collabo here. Liquid Death and Fruity Pebbles. And they're releasing a Fruity Pebbles cereal milk flavored sparkling water.
No.
And like fruit punch?
But who wants milk flavored sparkling water?
Yeah.
No.
Because I love seltzer water and I love fruits, but milk?
No.
Nope. Yeah, no. That made my I got to go to the bathroom right now.
I don't even like the cereal milk. You know, people always talk about drinking that out of the bowl.
That's crazy.
It's disgusting.
You've said that before, that you guys we had this revelation.
Yeah. I don't want the grains in my milk. I want my milk to be smooth. I don't want it to have little pieces of residue.
But it's the
Do
best
part. You not
part.
Use your spoon?
No, people drink it. People drink.
Yeah, like
I eat
the cereal
out of the bowl. But there's cereal residue in that milk. It's not smooth, silky milk. It's granular.
What kind of cereal do you eat?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, man. Like
all the cereal leaves residue.
No, that old man cereal leaves residue.
No, Nah, cereal milk.
Raisin bran.
Scratch your throat.
You eat Raisin Bran.
I love Raisin Bran.
Bet you do.
Raisin Bran is so good. Don't tell me you're sleeping on Raisin Bran.
Hey, Raisin Bran is garbage.
What?
Raisin Bran?
Raisin Bran?
It's garbage.
Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran.
You're talking about Raisin Bran?
It's garbage. Nobody wants to eat no damn Raisin
Bran. That's the worst take you've ever had.
Raisin Bran. Them little
Raisin Bran.
Hard-ass, chunky little brown pieces in them. But
so good.
Black people don't eat raisins anyway.
No, that's not true. Black people love Raisin Bran.
We don't eat raisins, Huck.
Yes, you do.
Black people never eat raisins. Solana. Does Minka Fix Patrick and Coach Flo eat raisins?
He was so close to being done with the topic. He had done a nice little flash paper move to liquid death.
But so Hawk, walk me through this. Pour yourself. You wake up and you're like, I'm in the mood for some cereal. You grab the bowl. You pour Raisin Bran into the bowl. Then you get some milk. You pour it in. You eat this.
You put the cereal in the bowl before you put the milk in?
Everybody does, Hawk.
Yeah. I just did that to get a rise out of you.
I was like, wait.
You have to be a psychopathic killer.
But then you eat the cereal.
Yeah.
And then once, all the grains are done.
Yep.
Whatever milk is left in the bowl.
Which is 3/4 of what I started with.
It's most of the milk. What do you do with it? You just throw it out?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Well, what do you do with it?
Drink it.
Just slurp it up.
Yeah.
Like a dog in a dog bowl?
Yeah, bring the bowl to your mouth and
you pour it in your mouth.
The whole act is disgusting. The drink is disgusting. Ugh. Vile.
That's crazy. You're wasteful. That's wasteful.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drink something that I have no desire to drink. So, live your life however you want. But, I'm not.
So you don't like milk?
Love milk.
No, you don't. Like you,
I do.
You can't.
I know what milk is
milk.
Supposed to be like. Milk is not supposed to have chunks of sugary cereal in it.
But it just makes it better. Sugary milk.
No. So you don't like milk. You need to add sugar to milk.
No,
you actually don't like milk.
I like milk. I wouldn't waste it. Even if it was altered a little bit.
But you only like milk if it's got sugar in it.
No, I'll drink milk.
It doesn't sound like you will.
Do you have milk on your spoon with the cereal?
Yeah, sure. Take a spoonful, whatever comes up.
Okay.
But you'll eat it like you pour it in. You won't let it sit there to absorb the milk. Like you'll eat it quick so it's still hard.
Hmm. It's what?
Yeah, I mean, like, will I make a bowl of cereal and walk away for 30 minutes and come back?
He wants you to marinate your cereal. Solana, every time I get on your side of an
argument.
What are
you doing? What are you doing, honey? Oh, I'm marinating my cereal.
Man, you guys are stupid, bro. No, but like...
Every time I get on your side, you let me down.
Bro, if you pour...
I do marinate my nachos, though, as you know.
Yeah, that's the best part. That one nacho that's like super soggy. Oh, my God.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
No, but... All right.
All right. Do you have anything else? We got to move on.
Okay. That would be like if you got loaded nachos and then once all the toppings were done... But there's still like a bed of nachos that haven't been touched by the toppings. You're like, no, I don't eat those. Like,
you would eat just plain nacho chips if you ordered, Flanagan's nachos, and there was a bed of plain chips. You would just gnaw on those.
Yeah, I love nachos. I love chips, of course.
But it's not nachos if there's nothing on them.
Yeah, that like you can get that
chips
at 7-Eleven, like. You can just go get a bag of chips.
Okay,
like,
but
absolutely, if all the toppings are gone, I'm not going to eat 50 plain tortilla chips. I'd feel like an idiot.
Man, I hate getting on his side because now I'm over here.
If you have pasta with sauce, when you're done with the pasta, You suck up the sauce.
That's a hell of a point. No, you're not going to just eat the sauce by itself.
Well, it sounds like Solana does.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes, bro, that sauce is just so good, man. So good. If it, especially if there's like a little Parmesan still in it. You want to just get like a little fork and just scoop it up?
Just marinara.
Yeah.
In a spoon.
Why not?
Ira Winderman texts me, I was very worried on the first day of Dolphins training camp that there wouldn't be quality cereal talk. Thank you for allaying my concerns. Chuck just texted me, Raisin Bran is great. So now I've got to rethink my position.
Y'all need y'all bellies to get going. Man, nobody eats no damn Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran is so good. It's so terrible. Damn good, yeah.
It's garbage.
No, stop it, Jimmy. How dare you?
Those are your sports headlines. Your weather.
Thanks, pimp.
That's crazy, man. Jibe. Jibe.
What up, coach? What up, player?
I really was expecting more jive.
check. The ha.
Weather. It's like 90 degrees or something. I don't know, man. It's hot. How's your weather?
It's hot out there, coach. Where's your plan? Whatever you say.
He's like doing the, you know, Rolodex in his head of how many people he probably has offended over the years. Man, I
you
thought you would jive.
You jive with Rome. Huh? He's my friend. Like,
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Hawk, what's the address to the NAACP Delray chapter?
Yeah, Dolphins training camp start today. Dolphins training camp is here. The NFL season is not far away. ACC Media Day is going on. Don't miss a thing. Listen to us on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, and make Hockman, Crowder, and Solana your favorite show. Again, you can hear us now on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn. CBS Sports, Crowder, did a ranking of NFL head coaches.
Who?
And then they broke them down into tiers as well. Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. So, if I tell you that last season, according to CBS Sports, the ranking of Mike McDaniel last season was 11 out of 32 coaches in the NFL. Mike McDaniel was ranked 11 last season by CBS Sports. What do you think his ranking is going into this year's season?
Mid-20s, 25.
He is ranked number 20.
Yeah.
He is the beginning of tier two, which they call serviceable veterans.
Mm-hmm.
These coaches aren't necessarily slam dunk bets to go the distance, either due to lack of experience, uneven stretches, or recent woes, but they've also shown enough to warrant additional patience and belief. So last year he was ranked 11. This, of course, is fourth season with the Dolphins. His career record is 28-23. He's 0-2 in the playoffs, as we know. And they write on CBS Sports, not long ago hailed as the whiz kid responsible for unlocking Tua Tagovailoa, McDaniel has lately struggled to keep Miami disciplined. He's undoubtedly invested in his troops and proven capable of steering an explosive offensive attack. But now it's formidability, not just fireworks, that he needs to unearth, lest the Dolphins keep treading water. That's fair, right? The weirdest thing with him, the biggest knock, I should say, nationally and probably locally, is that the team, they keep saying undisciplined. it's a lack of respect, I think, mm-hmm. of the head coaching position from his players. And man, do I find that to be one of the toughest knocks to overcome. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you can overcome a lot as a player or a coach by doing stuff like Nick Sirianni. You could say, oh, he's an abrasive personality. Well, guess what? I embrace my abrasive personality and I'm taking you all the way to the mother bleeping Super Bowl. Yeah. And Mike McDaniel, very hard, I think, to overcome. It's like, you ever have a substitute teacher? Not that he's a substitute teacher. Right. And you know that when they walk in just based on their reputation, yeah, I can get away with anything here. And man, when that reputation hits you, that is tough to overcome.
And it's off the field and on the field. So to your point, that's a tough thing to get respect back. Like my meeting starts at 7. I roll in about 7:15. We good. We're not good. Right. I told you be here at 7. Yeah, okay. You got it. Like that's yeah, like that concept to me is crazy because I look back and think about the guys I played under. Hell, high school, Kevin Whitley in high school. He wasn't dealing with that. He'd kick you off the team. Like, you're good. We'll need you. We'll figure this thing out. Like the respect of it. And I know in the league is different high school, but the respect thing of that. So those stories came out. And also on the field, if Tua is not your starting quarterback, you can't figure out any way to get a first down. That's the thing, too. The adjustments. OG says it. OG says it all the time. You don't have a plan B if Tua can't run your quick offense. So on the field and off the field, he can adjust. And what they're saying, they're going to get tougher this year and all that stuff we're hearing. They're going to run the ball more, have a more balanced offense. You can adjust the X's and O's. Hulk, I don't know after 4 years if you can make me respect you now.
Right.
Respect you for 4 years. What the hell am I going to listen to you now? You don't demand respect, and I'm not going to give respect. These are grown men, but we talk about it all the time. I've been in locker rooms. These are big-ass, real strong, real fast little children, and if you don't make your kids go to bed on time, they're not going to bed till midnight, and he hasn't made anybody go to bed.
By the way, if that's your personality, like, that's who you are. I mean, that's, you know, you always joke about me and our son, like I was never the hard ass dad, and I couldn't force myself to be. Well, I guess I should take that back. I guess if he was a problem kid, I may have forced myself to be. And that's kind of the situation Mike McDaniel's in, which is he's got problem kids now.
Yeah. And Hawk, I know. And we argue all the time because, yeah, I'm a way more strict father than you. There's no way you're going to say, DJ, wake up at 7, and he looks at you straight in your face and says, F you. Because that's what they're doing. Be at a meeting on time. Nah, I'm going to be there when I want to be. That's really telling your coach, F you. Like, I don't respect what you want me to. You wouldn't let that happen. Like, there's.
Right. I guess I wouldn't let that. Like, I don't go there because he wouldn't do that. But I guess if I was faced with someone who was doing that, it wouldn't be that difficult to turn on a different side.
You got to tighten people up, yeah. And you got to tighten up multimillionaires, and like I said, or at least get a player group, or even coaches have this leadership council. You hear all these cute names that coaches use, where they'll have 5 to 10 players on the team, veterans. You guys are like you're saying, you guys are the disciplinarians. I don't want to be down there arguing at players in the locker room. But if it's somebody on defense, Zach Thomas is going to come cuss me out. If it's somebody on offense, Randy McMichael is going to go cuss them out. Bro, tighten up, man. It's like they would have the accountability factor. It doesn't seem like these captains, these leaders, whatever it is, are doing that, or McDaniel didn't demand it and he doesn't want to do it. It's a hard thing to be a butt wipe. Like, it comes natural to a lot of people, but it's a hard thing to be a butt wipe to grown men. But I just think that it sounds great. That respect is not there. How do you gain respect in a month camp when now I've seen you for 4 years be disrespected? I'm not going to respect you. If I've seen you get run over by everybody for 4 years and now you want to yell at me, I'm yelling back. You're not built like that.
Somebody texts in, as a black man, I can confirm Raisin Bran Crunch is the truth.
He's 83 years old. You eat Raisin Bran if you have tight guts.
I love what Raisin Bran does to me, no doubt. But I happen to love the flavor. I never had this Raisin Bran crunch. But I like it just as is.
Listen, just get yourself some Metamucil.
Oh, I take that too.
And you'll be fine. You don't want to eat some
softener.
Eat some Cocoa Puffs and take you a shot of Metamucil.
And I prefer Kellogg's Raisin Bran over Post Raisin Bran.
So you know. Wow. What age do you get to when you choose cereal off of your bowel movements?
Well, for me, it was early on. I used to love Just Right cereal because it made me feel just right. Raisin Bran, though, it tastes so good. I love raisins. Right. Raisins are such a good addition. Addition to a salad, raisins are the best.
I bet you love raisins.
And do.
I bet Mike McDaniels loves raisins. I bet Liam Eikenberg loves raisins. Tyreek Hill ain't need no raisins.
I disagree.
No, he's not. Jalen Ramsey, tell you what, I don't like. Minka Fitzpatrick ain't need no raisins.
I don't like craisins. That's terrible. Don't put craisins into my salad. Raisins all day. Craisins, no thank you.
Duncan Robinson eats raisins every day. Bam doesn't need no raisins.
I think you're wrong on this.
I'm 100% correct. Black people don't eat raisins.
No, I just read you a text from a proud black man.
Yes, a white dude.
And confirm Raisin Bran crunch is the truth.
Vlad texted me, by the way, that he...
Vlad don't eat no raisins.
He said, Corn Pops is the best cereal. Raisin Bran is second.
Boom.
But Vlad eats around the raisins. He just eats the bran.
Well, then you would just buy Special K.
Vlad ain't eating no raisins.
He just texted you that he loves Raisin Bran.
Nope. Pat Riley, raisins. Chris Greer, no raisins.
Omar Kelly texted me that the Varsity is trash.
It is.
I find this difficult to believe. Varsity is a legendary spot in Atlanta. It's really the only reason I want to go to Atlanta. And so many people, I think it's just kind of like the cutesy things. Oh, it's garbage, even though everybody knows it's iconic.
It's on. You should put the Varsity on your list with Girl Scout cookies and mini golf.
Impossible.
It's a bore to it, but once you get the food, you're like, this is old, greasy, and nasty.
Never been to Atlanta?
I've been to Atlanta. I've never been to the Varsity.
Did you go to Coca-Cola Museum?
I did. It's fantastic.
That place is amazing.
All the different Coca-Colas around the world.
And it's right by the, you went to the aquarium?
The aquarium, Georgia Aquarium.
Aquarium, the CNN building, all that stuff.
Yeah.
CNN building?
Yeah, it's attached to a big mall.
It's right there. Okay. CNN building actually is attached to State Farm Arena, where the Hawks play, or whatever it's called now.
Yeah. I never been to Magic City. And I've never been to the Varsity.
Listen, skip the Varsity. Magic City is way better.
Do they have anything there, though, for raisin lovers, if you understand what I'm saying?
Listen, it's a lot of plums and peaches in there.
In other words, if I walked in there
uh-huh.
with a bunch of my raisin-eating friends...
Yeah. They love you.
Right, but would I love them? That's the question.
They got a lot of parts. You like more tight bodies, like pancake booty. Yeah. Not a lot of pancake booty in Magic City.
All right. Well, I'm gonna stick to the Varsity then. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get you caught up on the headlines from this first day of Miami Dolphins training camp. So do not go anywhere. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.